By the Lights. Relive a generation soundtrack alongside the anthems that reshaped UK music. The Streets, A Grand Don't Come For Free. Live in Brisbane with special guest Shady Nasty. Tickets are on sale now. Head to onthebanks.com.au. Proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Neve and Miko with your 8am Zlines. In local news, two men have been charged after the fatal head-on crash on the Bruce Highway last week. Two men, aged 49 and 36, both from Redcliffe, have been charged with the unlawful use of a motor vehicle and weapons offences after the stolen Hino truck, travelling southbound in the northbound lane, crashed head-on with a Honda car, killing 26-year-old Andre Roberts. A Redcliffe property and firearm have been seized by police in relation to the stolen truck. They are expected to appear in Redcliffe Magistrates Court on March 16. A man has been charged with a hate crime after allegedly ramming the gates of a Brisbane synagogue with a ute. Police say the man was driving a Toyota Hilux when he knocked down the gates of a Margaret Street synagogue in Brisbane CBD shortly after 7 p.m. on Friday. He has been charged with willful damage, serious vilification, dangerous operation of a vehicle and drug possession offences. Queensland Police Acting Superintendent Michael Hogan says the incident was targeted at the synagogue, but is not being treated as a terrorist act. In national news, a suspicious fire has destroyed 15 vehicles at a mechanic workshop in Welshpool, south of Perth. Firefighters were rushed to a Speedline auto repair at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, where they battled the fire that consumed several cars parked for repair. The repair building itself was spared from damage. Authorities are investigating a hole that was found cut in the workshop's fence, raising concerns that the fire may have been deliberately set. The business owners, reportedly uninsured, are devastated by the loss.
The man accused of committing terrorism at a Perth Invasion Day rally can be named as Liam Alexander Hall. The 32-year-old threw a bomb designed to explode upon impact into a crowd of more than 2,000 people and is the first person in Western Australia to be charged with a terrorism offence. There was also a name suppression order put into effect after the Terrorism Act occurred, which was contested by various media organisations such as the ABC. WA police have said that Liam had accessed bomb-making instructions and pro-white male material online and was self-radicalised. WA police have also defended the 9-day delay in declaring it a terrorist attack, saying investigators needed more time to gather information and evidence on Mr. Hall's motivation and ideology. First Nation rally organizer Fabian Yaron has also called for calm after the name suppression order was decided to be lifted. Liam Hall will appear in court on the 31st of March. And in international news, the CJNG cartel in Mexico is carrying out widespread attacks on Mexican security forces across multiple states in Mexico. This comes after news that their leader, El Mencho, was killed in a recent security forces operation. These attacks include Guadalajara International Airport and Puerto Vallarta International Airport, where footage shows passengers evacuating onto the tarmac and fleeing from reported gunfire. CJNG has major roles in cocaine and fentanyl trafficking across all 50 US states, according to the US Drug Enforcement Agency. The Australian Embassy in Mexico has advised Australians to be aware of roadblocks and to seek US travel advice for further information. This security crisis is currently ongoing. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 23 degrees with a maximum of 30 expected. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. And that is all your news today for 8 a.m. We will be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.